very much, the Right Reverend. Now we shall give the floor to Mr. Gyan Chandra Acharya, the UN Office of the High Representative for the Least Developed Countries, Landlocked Developing Countries, and Small Island Developing States. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates. I wish to express my sincere thanks for this opportunity to make a statement at the general debate of the 38th session of the FAO Conference. I also wish to thank the Director General of FAO for co-organizing a side event in collaboration with IFAD and WFP on food security, sustainable agriculture development, and structural transformation in LDCs, which was held yesterday here. Nowhere the echoes of food security, nutrition, and rural development resonate more than in vulnerable countries, and among them, of course, in particular, the least developed countries. Indeed, despite continued decline in prevalence rates of undernourishment in these countries, it is estimated that 260 million people are still living with hunger in LDCs. Also, the share of the hungry people in relation to the total population is highest in these countries. According to the most recent FAO's crop prospects and food situation, of the 36 countries requiring external assistance for food, 27 are LDCs, and most of these countries are located in Africa and others are in Asia, Pacific, and elsewhere. It is in the vulnerable countries where the broader economic and social implications of food security are most conspicuous. Food insecurity across these countries is caused in part by limited supply of food, which itself reflects low agricultural productivity and output, and in short, slow structural transformation. Another important issue, of course, is access to nutritious food by all. As more than 70% of the population of LDCs lives in rural areas, where agriculture is the main source of income and employment, the performance of the agriculture sector is central to the lives of most of the people living in LDCs. Performance also affects other economic sectors directly as well as indirectly. Therefore, there is a great opportunity before us if ensure sustainable agriculture development in these countries. However, productivity in the agriculture sector has not increased much over the last three decades, and there is an inadequate labor absorption outside of agriculture in these countries. This double challenge before many LDCs is therefore one of boosting productivity in the agriculture and rural economy and diversifying their activities into high-value goods in other areas. These issues were at the center of discussion at yesterday's side event. The communique issued at this event underscores that addressing this double challenge holds the key to achieving structural transformation, strong growth, sustainable inclusive development, and food and nutrition security. This in turn will require reversing the chronic undercapitalization of agriculture, promoting sustainable agricultural production systems and practices, boosting funding for agriculture research and technology, improving marketing and rural infrastructure, and addressing the education and skill gaps, particularly in rural areas. Among the measures proposed by participants at yesterday's side event also was the growing adoption of social protection schemes, including cash-based transfers, school feeding programs, and emergency food reserves as ways to secure access to food by vulnerable groups, especially as they also face now the impacts of climate change. Together with a stronger national leadership, the need for strengthening and scaling of global support for LDCs in this particular sector was stressed. Besides enhanced support from the traditional development partners, there is also recognition of the growing importance of South-South cooperation in agriculture and call for increased experience sharing and peer learning and technical cooperation between emerging countries and LDCs, including through triangular cooperation. A better targeted, enhanced and comprehensive and coherent support to LDCs should be high on the agenda. Excellencies, a stronger consistency will be critical in support of the vulnerable countries like LDCs, LLDCs and SIDS at the existing global and regional governing bodies and coordination mechanisms dealing with food security issues. The operationalization of the UN Secretary General's Zero Hunger Challenge Initiative will be an important yardstick against which progress will be measured. It is equally important that dimensions of food security, agriculture development, and structural transformation as they relate to LDCs feature in the discussions and outcomes of the negotiations on the post-2015 development agenda, sustainable development goals, climate change, and other relevant issues. working together with all LDC's interagency group on agriculture, food security and rural development will pursue this agenda in the context of the UN's work of the post-2015 development agenda and other related processes. And I'll assure you that we'll be working together with the FAO and other Rome-based agencies here. Thank you very much.